Hello, I'm Brooke. Welcome to Knit Sew Craft. We're here to talk about knitting, sewing, and all things crafty. Come on over to Instagram at Knit Sew Craft Podcast after the episode to see what I've been working on each day. Our sponsor today is Sunny Day Fiber Arts. They carry high quality handmade items such as stuffed animals and masks, as well as craft supplies like project bags and stitch markers. Be sure to check them out on Etsy at Sunny Day Fiber Arts. Hello, welcome to Knit Sew Craft. This is episode 22. We are now in season 2 of Knit Sew Craft. Yay. Today, it's going to be singing day. I don't know.
Anything is possible.
Today, I'm here with my friend Chrissy.
Hello.
And we're just going to be talking about crafty things and what we're working on and what you think creativity is. Oh. That's a question I like to spring on people.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself.
My name's Chrissy. I have lived near Brooke in the same city-ish for a little while now. I started crafting as a very small child because my parents had nothing better to do with me but either shove me outside or give me some arts and crafts to do.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah, my grandma had a spirograph
and I loved those.
I played with that all the time.
Give me a spirograph and like a compass with a pencil and like that's all I need to entertain myself for hours.
Yeah, that's it. I like to do tie-dye, crochet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I love to tie-dye.
That's so cool.
Oh, tie-dye's so fun. My Aww. Mom and sister actually commissioned me to tie-dye them like 10 shirts a piece last year.
That I was like, so cool. I did not know that.
Greatest day. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Awesome. So you're like thing. Just like a half an inch away from dyeing yarn. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. I did help my friend Gretchen. She has a fiber arts store hobby thing in Savannah.
And, ooh, what is it?
I don't remember.
You'll have to give me that information because we're in Savannah a few times a year.
I think she's just like out of her home, but I think she might have a website. I don't
Ooh.
Remember. I haven't stalked it in a while.
Yes, please.
But she does like the drum carting and I did pinch my fingers on the drum carter.
That thing's dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's so I have I tried to give Sadie a pill yesterday and this happened. And that's kind of what it feels like when you get like you brush your hands across the drum carter too hard.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It does. But I used to sit and watch her spin. She taught me how to
drop spindle. Yeah.
Yeah. She taught me how to do that. That was cool.
Oh, I hate that. Just, I have my double treadle lindrum up here because, I tried spinning at SAF one year and it was so fun. And they're like, oh, you should try a drop spindle. And I was like, no. I mean, I did try it and I was successful in that I made a yarn, but it was like, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was ugly and I didn't like it. And it was so uncoordinated. Oh. Whereas like, get me on the spindle and like somehow my feet do the right pattern and like my hands do the right thing. And I'm not that Magic. Coordinated in real life, but put me on a spinning wheel and it's perfect.
Yeah, I used to go over and sit with Gretchen while she brought out her wheel and everything. It was fun.
Have you seen the electric ones?
No.
So, do you know what SAF is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to come with us next year. Yes. We're like amassing a group of people now. Or this year, you'll have to come with us this year because it is not 2024 yet, which would be next year. But anyways, we have a whole group that we do. It's usually me and Amanda and Myra. And then last year we brought along Coda and their friend Hannah. And it was Coda and Hannah's first time at SAF. Oh my gosh, it was so fun to be with that, to be with them and like see it through their eyes because I've seen it dozens of times now, it seems. But the whole part of that was I forgot. what did you say?
The fiber arts fair yarn spinning electric spinner.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Oh, so glad you caught that thread. But they had several different electric spinner companies there, and they're so cool. They have this one called Daedalus, and it was like it almost looked 3D printed, and I think they're not the wheels, but I've lost so much information since I haven't been doing it for a long time, but they're, the things that are round, the how fast it goes. Mm-hmm. I think those are 3D printed, but I don't think the actual wheels are, but they're like a black plastic, like heavy plastic. Mm-hmm. And they have these bright, I'm so blanking on the word. It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyways, the things that the yarn goes onto, I can't remember. The bobbins.
There it is.
Bobbins. They have 3D printed bobbins. And it, like, it's just so pretty. They're like in bright colors. And then there's another company that they have like wooden ones that are really pretty. Oh, I want one so bad, but they're also like super duper expensive.
That's what it is. That's Gretchen's Urock Homespun and Handmade. I don't know if she still has it.
Interesting. I will have to look her up for sure.
I could not stop thinking about it. Oh, like, I have to figure it out.
Yeah. Where does she get her fabric, her fiber from? Like, does she have her own or does she get it from somebody else?
I think she buys it from someone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these posts are all from 2019, so I don't know if she's still doing it. She did also get her Facebook hacked, so I'm not sure.
No, maybe she had to like redo it.
Yeah.
Aw.
But yeah.
Oh, yay.
I don't remember the name of that. It was bugging me.
Oh, I will definitely look her up. We are, Aaron's mom has a home in Savannah, in Tybee. And so we go down there a few times a year. And then my manager at Best Buy, his daughter is Charlotte's age. And so I watch her during the summertime and he just moved down to a store in Savannah. So they have their house. They're like, please come, please visit. We have extra room. So, you know.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, I'll be right there.
I used to play roller derby with Gretchen. That's how I met her.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah. And she is 5 foot nothing standing up. Like, I'm only 5'2", 5'3", on a good day. And like, I'm taller than her and she makes me feel like a giant and I love her. And she's my, like, one of my core memories from roller derby involves her in it. It was the funniest thing. And she is now the site manager for Wormslow Historic District.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, the park there.
Oh, that's awesome, because yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Savannah. Well, tell me some of the other crafty things that you do.
I am in the middle of making a blanket. My second ever blanket.
That's going to be gigantic.
She is 7 feet long so far.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually out in your living room right now.
But... Oh, my God. And that's the temperature blanket, yeah. Right? So I know some of the colors that you picked, but tell me and our tens of listeners.
Hi.
so what colors you used, what it means.
Tell me
what a temperature blanket is.
I've gotten really good at explaining this because
I love
lots
it.
Lots of people don't know what it is.
Like, I know what it is, but lots not everybody don't. Does. Yeah.
So I'm taking, I have 9 or 10 different colors. I already forgot. I've pretty much only been using 4.
Because it's only January.
It's only January.
Mm-hmm.
I have one strip that is 5 different colors, and it is my favorite section of the blanket so far.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It was that one week where it was like 60, then 40, then 30, then 50. Mm-hmm. Then it was great. Anyway, so all my colors are increments of 10s for the daily temperature.
Mm-hmm. Are you going by high, low, or average?
I'm going by the highs.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone by the average because that would have been a much cooler blanket, but hindsight's 2020. I'll do that next year. If I do it again, which I probably will, because who doesn't love a blanket? But like I have a 0 to 9 degree color, a 10 to 19. So I guess mm-hmm. they're 9 degree increments. So I have gone back and forth 1,000 times on what I want to do with it and how mm-hmm. I want to go about it, but I finally settled on a way. And so now I'm just making a bunch of squares, granny squares for the each day, and then at the end of the week I'll just stitch them all together.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to keep the months together?
Yeah, I have a month marker, so my month markers are just a white square.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my day colors, and then for like our anniversary and our birthday, because it's a my squares are what, about 4 inches
mm-hmm.
or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 20 squares across and it'll be 19 squares down.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gonna be a big lady.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna be so warm.
7 feet tall.
Oh,
the end of the first row was like, oh my goodness.
So oh, small. I love it. It's and those things great. Like stretch too.
Yeah,
it's not just like they don't say where they are.
They don't stretch. They sure don't.
But they're so warm though.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, and to have such a nice like, I mean, I hope a lot of so many good things happen to you guys this year that you know that you'll be able to look back on it and just love every part of it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I've got a square for our anniversary and both of our birthdays.
Aww. So and your anniversary is coming up very soon,
it's
right?
It's on Thursday.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thursday, 10 whole years.
Oh my gosh.
So long.
You know,
it's a long time.
We were 10 years last year, so we're almost at 11, and we've been together almost 17. Yeah.
So long. Yeah. Josh and I are about the same.
Yeah, but you're also younger than me, too.
No, not much.
Yeah.
No.
Like, 8 years? I'm almost 42.
I'm closer to 40 than I want to admit.
You know, I, like, none of the milestone birthdays fazed me at all, but, like, 41, I was like, oh no. Oh, no. That one was really rough for me. Yeah.
We'll be 36 this year.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
I feel like...
I just refuse to grow up, so it's fine.
I don't feel 41, like... I'm now closer to 42 than I am 41, but like, I don't feel it. I still feel like I'm in my like early 30s. And I've realized that a lot of my friends are kind of in that 33 to like 37 year range. And I think it's just because that's like, I tend to have friends that are a little bit more mature and I'm less mature. So it kind of evens out really well.
Walt Disney, I think, said it, growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional.
Ooh, interesting.
I live by that. Every time somebody cracks on me for wearing a unicorn shirt to work or something at 35 years old, I'm like, I don't have to grow up.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, like, look behind you. I have this Halloween that's shirt fabulous. That I made. I have the Harry Potter Marauders map. I also have one that is Christmas llamas.
Oh, I love my Christmas llamas.
I have a Jack Skellington dress. I have a playground dress that I made. A Halloween dress that I made. So like,
nice.
It is definitely not time for me to grow up anytime soon.
Nah.
No.
Nobody said you had to.
No, not at
all.
So
I won't.
I mean, why should you?
I don't have to.
As long as you are doing adultish things, like you pay your bills on time and you're responsible with the car.
Yeah.
I mean, who even cares about the rest of it, right?
Yeah, right. As long as I'm having a good time. Not here for a good time or a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I hope you're here for a long time. But
I mean, same. Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, none of us are here for that long. No. So it's fine. It's fine. Well, what other kind of crafty things do you do?
Oh, goodness. I have cross-stitched. I did that a lot when I was small. Crocheted. I'm a terrible drawing artist.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't do that. But I like coloring books. But I'm not good at coloring either. I do want to learn how to make dresses and, like, skirts and stuff. So
this is
I think I have a dress that my grandma made that's or had a dress that's very similar to this. And it has pockets.
Yes.
Oh heck
yes. This one has pockets as well. So these were actually free patterns that I found online from a website called It's Always Autumn. And you can get free patterns that are just one size, and these are the large, so they're a little bit tight. But it's four-way stretch cotton, so it stretches in all directions, so it's not quite so bad. And then I just added a circle skirt onto this one, and then this one is just as long and as full as I could get it.
Nice.
So there are definitely things that you can do, and I always forget who knows other people. Do you know Myra?
I don't think so.
Okay. So she's my friend and she is like real big into cosplay. And so I had her teach me how to work with the stretch knits because I didn't understand why a straight stitch wouldn't work on a stretchy fabric. Mm-hmm. And now I do understand that more. But she taught me how to work on a stretch knit. And that has been a huge game changer because I don't like I need clothes that like really move with me. Mm-hmm. So the four-way stretch is just... Oh, I absolutely love it.
Fabulous. I did try to make a circle skirt once, and it went terribly.
How?
I don't really know, but it was like, it was one of those things that I went on Google and was like, how to make a skirt? And it's like, this is the easiest one. You take it and you fold it in a square, and then you take a string and you do the circle thing, and then you cut it. And then you like hem it. And I was just like, oh, that doesn't sound so bad. And it was bad.
So, I think one of the, do you want some? Okay. So one of the things that I learned is there's like a certain, math equation. It's like one thing. So you take your waist measurement and you multiply it by like 0.6, 0.628 or 0.628, and that's the how big you cut the circle at the top for mm-hmm. your waist, because it stretches. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a little bit of negative ease, and then make a waistband for it. And that makes a huge, huge difference. So this one right here is the circle skirt that I made, and I made like a yoga top to it, and it is super duper comfortable. So it's not just hemmet. Like you have to do something to the top to make it stay up. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's all that you do. Yeah.
It seemed really easy, and I feel like I did this. This was probably at least a decade ago at this point. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember. Because I was just like, I can't do it. I'm not doing this ever again.
So now we need to go on a Joanne date to get you some stretch knit, because those are my favorite. And then I will teach you how to work on stretch knit fabrics, and then you will have a circle skirt.
Nice. I also need to go and purchase another iron because I have lost mine.
No, I have your iron.
You have it.
Yes. Oh. Don't forget it on the way out.
I will.
I still have, no, no.
I won't.
I still have it up there. So don't let me forget.
Okay.
And you don't forget.
I will try.
Okay. So because you will have an iron.
Yes. I was trying to make me a bag, and I was going to like sew me a little like tote bag type thing. And I was mm-hmm. like, where's my iron? Oh, no. I can't find it. And then I found a piece of the iron.
How do you have a piece of the iron?
The little steam spout thingy mm-hmm. always popped off.
Oh.
Like, I could just be looking at it funny, and then it would just go, bink, and just fall off. I'm like, what? I
didn't... Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. You're a piece of crap. It was like one of those $10 Walmart ones. Oh, garbage. Yeah. Garbage iron. And it got its wear and tear, for sure, during mm-hmm. COVID, when I was making hundreds of thousands of masks.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But then I lost it. Because I rearranged everything and I moved everything, and then I don't know where I put it.
It said, nope, I'm done. Mm. Whatever. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm breaking up with you. You were rude.
Yes.
Well, okay, fine.
You abuse me. Aw.
I don't use you to iron clothes, but I use you to make a mask for COVID.
I don't iron clothes.
I don't either. I throw them in the dryer with a wet washcloth.
I don't even if do that. I wear jeans and an unwrinkleable polo shirt to work every day, so I don't even care.
Yeah, I wear jeans and a hoodie.
So. And my girls don't care if they have wrinkled clothes, so yeah. It really has no difference to me at all.
I have like one pair of pants that wrinkles if you sit too long. Like one of those. Mm-hmm. They're nylon polyester pants or mm-hmm, something. Like mm-hmm. they're men's cargo pants, but I wear them at work. And they wrinkle so bad. Like if you don't pull them right out of the dryer and hang them up, they wrinkle. So those are pretty much the only ones that just sit in the dryer.
You live here now.
Yeah. You're just the dryer hobbit. They're you just live there. Get in your home pants.
All right. So we have sewing. We have crochet. Mm-hmm. We have tie-dye. I love tie-dye. We have cross stitch.
Yep.
What else?
You remember those loom art things? Like you had the square with the pegs and you did like the pretty much made potholders with them.
Yes.
I did that all the time as a kid.
My mom still has some of those from when I made them when I was like 10.
I think my grandparents still have the kit.
Yeah.
But they don't go upstairs a whole lot anymore.
So. I think every child, my children haven't done that. They don't care.
No.
But
we used to like take those little loopy things and put them on your fingers and like just make the, like weave them on your fingers and then make bracelets like and stuff.
Almost like a finger knit.
Yeah.
Interesting. I never did that.
That's one thing I want to learn though. I want to get like the chunky yarn and do like the arm knitting mm-hmm. thing. I want to make a blanket like that.
I just watched a TikTok. Or a reel, because I have deleted TikTok because I realize I can spend too much time on it.
I need to delete TikTok.
And this woman, she made one of those, but it was like out of the really chunky, like this big, mm-hmm. Maybe like an inch diameter. It almost looked like t-shirt yarn. And honestly, it looked like a cylinder that had been stuffed. And I don't know if that's true because, you know, I don't know that yarn, but she had made one for her bed. I don't know, like before, and it was getting to be like too stretched out, you know, they could put their hands through it and everything, which was convenient at the time. But she undid it and then remade it and made it tighter. And just the way that she went about doing it seemed very methodical and like soothing and
interesting.
Like, yeah. So I recommend, and I want to see that.
They aren't expensive.
Yeah. She said she used like six skeins of it. I'm like, ugh.
It's like $75 in yarn. Thank you.
Don't go shopping with me.
Oh, I mean, I have spent money. This temperature blanket, I am probably already about $60 deep in it.
Oh, that's perfect.
But I got the yarn on sale.
Oh, that's fine. You're fine.
Michael's was like $3-$4 for a chunk of yarn, and it was BOGO, so I was like, hell yeah, get
Heck
it.
Yes. How did you decide what colors to do?
That was about a 45 minutes process on the floor of Michael's.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, okay, so I think I'm just going to do chunks of 10 just to keep it easy.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw like 5 increments.
Oh my gosh.
Like small increments, big increments. And I was like, I'm really dumb. So I'm just going to keep it really simple. Yeah. And just do.
No, that makes sense.
10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
So I just pulled out all these colors off the thing at Michael's and laid them out on the floor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, does this look good? Ask my husband for input. He's like, no, I don't like that color. Okay, what about this one? He's like, I don't like that color. Okay, well, how about this one? And it, like, we just kept going back and forth on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Why am I doing rainbow colors? Do I have to do rainbow? Am I choosing to do rainbow? Do I want to do, like, blues? No, rainbows are pretty.
They are, but, like, color. With a temperature blanket, you're not necessarily going to get a rainbow.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, most of it's blue and green right now. Chunks of yellow and one light blue one from the 30 day we had.
It's like it's winter or something.
Winter.
So your husband's Josh, is he pretty supportive of all of these things that you want to get involved in?
Yeah, it keeps me quiet most of the time. Keeps me out of his hair. He's trying to do other things and he's just like, go crochet.
Okay.
I'm going to put on a Disney movie and just crochet now. He's like, whatever.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm going to go play on my motorcycle.
Mine is go put something horror on and go knit.
I don't like scary. Scary's not my favorite.
We have watched so whenever the girls are at Aaron's mom's house this weekend, and whenever they're out of the house, like, we watch as much scary stuff as we can. Nice. Because, I mean, one, they're too young for it, honestly. And two, like, Charlotte is like, that's a big nope for her. Raleigh was like, can I watch It? And we're like,
ma'am, no.
Not quite yet. She's actually seen like the opening scene where the kid gets his arm ripped off.
Oh,
but
goodness.
And she's like, this is so cool. But we try to keep it a little bit reined in. And so we were watching Junji Ito's Maniac this weekend, which is fantastic and scary, and you should not watch it.
Well,
Aaron and I really, really enjoyed it. And there's one about this ice cream bus where, like, this guy comes around with the ice cream truck and, you know, everybody gets ice cream, and then he takes them for a ride around the neighborhood. And then it turns out that the kids are turning into ice cream and eating each other.
What kind of Dahmer situation is that?
Yes, it is fantastic. And like,
oh my goodness.
Raleigh loved it. And Charlotte's like, oh, no. That was so weird. And we're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I feel you, Charlotte. I'm going to go watch Bambi now.
Yeah,
but we like watch after the first 10 minutes of it.
We watch all the crazy stuff. And like, usually I have to have a palate cleanser. So like, we'll watch something funny afterwards. Cause you know, like, we watched it all day yesterday. I watched this show called Lockwood & Co. And I really liked it. It was about ghosts and like this alternate history where ghosts are evil, and there's like all these different agencies to deal with the ghosts, and like there's a curfew and you can't go out after dark, and it was a lot of fun. And like, it was, had teenagers were like the main crux of the story, and so there was like no bad language, there was no sex involved. The ghosts were a little bit scary, but the story went together really well. And so, like, it was kind of like a lighthearted ghost story.
Like Casper. Ish.
Ish. She did not dance strong, with the ghost.
Strong-ish.
Yes. But it was a lot of fun. Mm. Yeah. And I can't remember, like, the last straight movie that I watched that was not ghost-related or horror-related in some sort.
I can't even remember what movie we watched. It was a new one. We watched a new one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell you what it was. It was good, though. I slept since then.
I fell asleep on the very last episode last night. Mm-hmm. And Aaron's like, are you watching this? Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. My eyes are open.
Josh will do that. He's like, tell me what just happened, and I'll say something. And he's like, that was like 10 minutes ago. And I was like, whatever, I was still watching it.
I'm listening really hard.
Are you sleeping? No.
So here's the hard-hitting question. What is creativity to you? Like, what does it mean? What does it feel like?
I think it's just all about expressing yourself and who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And not being ashamed of it.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
You know, like people have their, I mean, I have a couple of them. They're just like their thing that they kind of want to keep to themselves or like let their little circle know.
Yeah.
But I think if you're a creative person, then you just shouldn't really care about that much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm going to be a 35-year-old person wearing a unicorn llama cape, then fine. That's that's me. That's
yeah, that's absolutely.
Or if I'm going to get a roller skating zebra tattoo, then fine.
I love it. She does, in fact, have a roller skating zebra tattoo.
I do. She's right there.
Love it.
Her name's Phoebe.
Aww. That's so cute.
And I have a dinosaur tattoo, a Harry Potter tattoo.
All of them. They're fantastic. I really like that, you know, don't feel shame for the things that you create. That's not something that I had come across yet, so I really appreciate that.
I just made it up.
Oh, that's beautiful. On the spot, too. I love it. I mean, that's, again, like, that's also creativity, is like kind of following that intuition and be like, no, this is the crux of it. This is what I want to express out of this. So how, the things that you have done, what's like your favorite thing?
Like things that I've made?
Mm-hmm. Either like favorite thing to do or favorite thing that you've made altogether.
I don't know. I mean, tie-dye is probably my favorite activity.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can get as random and creative with it as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And that one's probably my favorite.
Do you put a lot of, like, are you thinking about color wheel when you're doing it, or just like, I think this will be cool, let's put it here?
It's mostly, I think these colors look nice together, and I think it'd come out really nifty.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I really put a lot of planning into it.
My sister just, texted, do you know a good way to get ink out of sheets?
Rubbing alcohol or hairspray. That's
exactly, yep. Because as someone who does a lot of things like that, you often get messy.
Yeah.
There are little shards of just crafty things everywhere. How many times have you stepped on a needle?
Hundreds.
I've cut my hands from scissors. I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. So, like, you have to know.
Yep. I tried to cut my finger off with child safety scissors once.
Did it work?
Almost. Almost. I probably should have gotten stitches. I don't remember I was doing, but I was just cutting it. I just like nicked my finger with it.
Oh, like when you get the, like this part right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
And it was like the blunt tip.
Oh.
Like literal kid safety scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, son of a nutcracker.
Mm-hmm. Aw. So tie-dye is your favorite thing to do.
I love tie-dye.
What has been your all-time favorite project that you've ever worked on?
I don't really know. I did make my very first blanket, or finish my very first blanket Afghan last year.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one you were like working on at the pool?
No.
Oh, a different one.
No, that one. Was that the like the pink and blue one?
Mm-hmm.
That one my grandmother started many moons ago before she got really sick and she eventually passed in 2020. But she had started a whole bunch of random projects and I was gifted them after she died. And that was one of them. And I'm still trying to figure out what stitch she was doing. So I'm just like, I think this is this stitch. And I'm not very familiar with this one. But
it's fine.
So we're just trying that one. But now I had a bunch of scraps because I used to make scarves all the time. Because that was the only thing I could make.
Interesting.
So I used to make a whole bunch of scarves. And I had just like the little ball leftovers from the scarf. And I was just like, I need to do something with these.
Yeah.
Instead of just having this collection of yarn balls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started making an Afghan and I learned how to do a granny square on a car trip on YouTube.
Excellent.
And it fits a king size bed. I finally finished
it. That's awesome. Is it all different colors? Just the scraps from there. There's one that I want to try out. I used to watch this podcast called Inside inside number 23, I think. And anyways, it was this British lady. She's so cute and adorable. And she called it her cozy memories blanket. And she used like a lot of her, she used a lot of fingering weight, but she used the scrap yarns to do like a little 10 square thing. And so I want to try that out because I have a ton of scraps of fingering weight yarns. That's my favorite.
There.
It's so pretty. That is very colorful.
Yeah, it was just all the end pieces that I had, like the little balls. Like there's some that are just real small sections.
Interesting. And
some real big sections.
Is that at your house?
Mm-hmm.
You painted your wall?
Well, that was at a hotel because I finished it on a... Oh. I finished it. I started it and then I put it down for like 5 years and then it was like, I need to do something with this. So then I finished it and I finished it on the way to Wilmington for our anniversary. And so that was in the hotel, but it's just sitting on my couch right now.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had painted your wall. I was like, oh, how dare you? These are rentals.
No. No. I mean, I've painted it with kitchen grease for my pots and pans.
No. We have that as well.
This one just sits on my... I'm in my living room.
Aww. And there's like a bright red center, blue, red, blue, blue, orange, orange and blue, purple, black. I can't even.
It's like
red and green. Red,
green, yellow, blue.
Yeah. So like it's very colorful, but that's one of the things that I love about the granny squares. Like you can get really... You can get like really exact about it and be like, oh, this one specifically goes here. Mm-hmm. But I also just really love the randomness of it. Like it just feels so homey to me. Yeah. Oh, that's not red. That's like a red, orange, yellow.
Yeah, it's one of those variegateds.
Gotcha.
And then that was a bright pastel or like bright and pastel rainbow.
So like looking closer at it, there's a lot more in there than what you can see from a larger picture.
Blue and green variegated.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Purple, pink, and teal. Just a bunch.
Yeah.
Now that I'm making this blanket, I'm going to have 10 bajillion yarn balls again. So I guess I'm making me another blanket.
You'll do another one. Do you have any craft goals for this year?
No.
Finish your blanket?
Just finish my temp blanket.
Yeah. Is there anything new that you want to learn?
Not right now.
This is enough.
I feel like I had a momentary lapse in judgment when I first started this blanket. And I was like, is this even going to be worth it? I don't. This is a commitment.
It is.
I'm not good at commitment.
I mean, obviously you're good at one kind of commitment.
Well, yeah.
You and Josh have been together for a long time.
Well, yeah. That's different. I can't easily leave that one and put that one down and go somewhere else.
That's. I mean, you could.
I could.
But.
But that would just be rude. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do like him. Aww.
He has a beard now.
Like a full one?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, he grew a beard.
Does he go in and out of beard phases?
This is his first beard.
His first one ever?
Yeah.
Aw, little mountain man.
Yeah.
Aww.
And he got a haircut not that long ago.
Oh my goodness. Aaron Crank can't grow a beard. Like
he didn't think he could, but he somehow managed to.
That's good.
Yeah.
Aaron's comes in patches. And so like he only has the goatee and that's it.
Yeah. He's missing some fur like right in here in his cheek area. Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
I have too many pictures on Instagram.
Ah, well. So if we wanted to. Aw. Do you post a lot on Instagram of the stuff that you're working on?
No, not really.
Just random.
Random things.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah. Arm-sized pizza, my dog.
Pizza.
Have you been to Paiza?
No.
Down on South Slope?
Uh-uh.
Oh, their pizza's delightful.
That's good to know.
It's no joke, like, from fingertip to elbow. It's huge pieces of pizza.
Wow.
Their boxes are, like, 3.5 to 4 feet wide.
That is a lot.
Yeah, their pizza this month is macaroni and cheese pizza. Bacon mac and cheese pizza.
So good. Do they just have like, a flavor of the month or do they have like regular pizzas also?
Yeah, they have like pepperoni and sausage and cheese, veggie, I think. But then they do have a pizza of the month.
Interesting. That's a good idea.
It's such good pizza.
Awesome.
They have like a chicken bacon ranch one not long ago.
Ooh, that sounds good. So what would you say to people who are just starting out with the craft?
Don't give up on it.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. Nobody's an overnight genius in the crafting. If you're learning a new hobby, it's going to be terrible. Then it's frustrating, but just don't give up.
Do you feel like this is something that you'll do for the rest of your life?
Probably.
Yeah.
Keeps my anxiety at bay.
Mm-hmm. There's so many times where I'm like, the only way that I can finish the day is to just have my hands working on something. Because mm-hmm. if my hands are working, my brain's usually not working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can count to three real easy. And yeah. that's all I do when I'm making that blanket. Just mm-hmm. count to three.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, anything else that you want to say to our listeners? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Thanks no for coming problem. To my closet. You're welcome to stay for a little bit. I don't have anything going on today. So you're welcome to stay and I might knit for a little bit. You can crochet if you want to. We can not watch horror movies.
Now I think I gotta go actually pick up Josh from where I left him. So
where did you leave him?
He's brewing a beer at Scott's house today, our friend Scott's house.
Oh, that sounds fun though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They like to do the fermenty arts.
Do you feel like that's creative?
It is creative.
Yeah. How yeah. so? That is not something I've ever done. So
it's like baking.
I can see that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can make whatever you want. You just get this idea in your head and you put it together and it's like, I think this malt would go well with this malt and this hop has got this flavor profile I'm looking for and I think it would go well with this one that's got a different one. That it's a lot like baking.
Do you have to like wait on it to like cure or something, or can you like drink it after I don't know anything about making beer.
You can turn a beer around in about a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the brewing process, it's probably the longest part of it, because you gotta mill your grains, heat your water, steep your grains, like you make a big thing of oatmeal pretty much, and then you drain out the solids from the liquids, and then you boil it, add your hops and any flavors that you want to add, and then you gotta cool it, and then you ferment it for,
oh my gosh,
a while. Like it's a process.
Yeah,
it's neat.
Aaron's been, he had in the past, he's done like kimchi, so he's dabbled a little bit in fermenting, but not a lot. But beers, as much as he enjoys beer, he's never tried it himself. So I'm intrigued by it.
It's a process. He just got a little portable brew system. It's probably about this tall. Mm-hmm. Well, the one that Scott has is about a foot and a half round, mm-hmm. about 3.5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting that tomorrow. That was his anniversary present to himself.
Happy anniversary, me.
I love me. Well, we're going on a cruise for our 10-year anniversary. So.
Are you? Yeah. Where are you going?
U.S. Virgins, British Virgins, Dominican, and Norwegian's private island.
Well, say hi to my father-in-law for me.
I will.
He's in St. Thomas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
My mom and I took this exact same cruise in 2006.
Wow.
But
that sounds fun.
Yeah, I haven't been on a cruise since 2007.
I've never been on a cruise.
No? Oh, cruising's fun. I love it.
You know, I love the beach, but I don't care for the water.
That's okay.
Like, put me in a pool, and that's about all the water that I want. Mm. Lakes, rivers, creeks, oceans.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
That's okay.
I love seeing other people's pictures. I'm like, that looks so fun. And then I think about it. I'm like, I think I would just die.
Yeah. The last cruise I went on was an Alaskan cruise. So
oh.
It was we did an excursion of a glacial river.
Oh my gosh.
Thing. It was like whitewater-ish rafting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
My friend that moved to Savannah, they took a Disney Alaskan cruise. And just the pictures were just,
oh yeah,
unreal.
I want to go back so bad.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
No, we're going to the Caribbean in July. Like, yay. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. But yay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not here, so I won't be at work for 10 days and I'm going to be okay.
Oh, so nice. So nice. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Thanks for coming into my closet with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we can have you on again soon. Oh. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I do have an Instagram that I post on very occasionally. I'm at Knit So Craft Podcast. And that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. I think I follow you on Instagram.
I think that is true too.
I think so.
I'm on there sometimes. Like, I tend to look more than post, and I probably should be posting, but I forget. I run from one project to another, and you won't believe this, but I redid the closet yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't look like it because we had a gigantic house down to a smaller apartment, but like all of the Christmas stuff is up. I rearranged it a little bit. I took out an entire box of, donations. Like,
I really need to do that.
I did really good. Hey, I have two that I'm going to take out to my car in like the next few minutes. So you're welcome to come put them in my trunk.
Okay. I will help.
All right. Well, I will see you next time. And in the meantime, keep knitting, keep sewing, keep crafting. Bye.
Bye.
Let's talk about your projects. Follow me on Instagram at Knit Sew Craft Podcast and tag us in your projects. I love seeing what amazing things other people are working on. You can find links to the items I talk about in the show notes or head over to my blog to see photos and links at knitsewcraft.wordpress.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us a like, subscribe, and leave a positive review on the podcast app you are using. If you'd like to get in touch with me privately, my email is nittynerdy@gmail.com. That's kNITTYNERDY@gmail.com. And until next week, keep knitting, keep sewing, keep crafting.